Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-time banger!
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those
you gotta admit, all-time banger! Busta Move, Young MC Banger.
You can't argue that, though.
Can't argue this one.
No.
He's 30 years old. I retweeted this earlier today. This album, CD, cassette, Stone Cold Rhymin'. This song was the huge hit off this CD. It debuted 30 years ago today. 30 years ago. We're playing all Young MC from the Stone Cold Rhymin' CD, and I don't want to see any Young MC slander on the text machine. I refuse to stand for it. Crank it up there, Solana. Now, you're 25 years old. Does this song speak to you at all?
Yeah, this is definitely a banger, and this is at every party,
right.
Bar mitzvah.
Right.
This is bar mitzvah song.
This is how we do it. You could play this any club, any demographic.
Not at 11:30. It's a 2 a.m. song.
There you go.
It's wrapping up. Time
it's like,
the light turns on. They throw this on at the end, but it still makes a rotation.
Dan Day, he runs our network affiliate arm. Yeah, he's giving the thumbs up. This is a banger. Definite banger. Dan Day is a good arbiter of
Of
what's right, what's wrong.
No one's ever heard his voice, but it's okay.
That's right. And no one even knows if he really exists.
He's the thumb up. Yeah, I'm with you guys.
No one really knows. We've begun the simulcast, and it's going to be a loaded potato of a Thursday. NFL starts tonight. I mean, this is just... This is a national holiday, man. I was watching Good Morning Football on NFL Network this morning. They're out in Chicago, and it's the Bears and the Packers. And, like, this is a great night. Would you not agree?
Oh, my goodness. It's the best ever. You know what? This is when I get just reaffirmed that football is king.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Because the start of basketball season, and I know, Solana, you're a huge NBA fan, but you got to admit, basketball season, like, you really start to get interested after Christmas, right?
Christmas, or honestly, even after the All-Star break.
Right. Like, it doesn't have the pomp and circumstance where everything stops the night that the NFL starts.
Yes.
Because you'll have the game tonight, then Sunday you'll have the whole docket of games, and then you'll have a Sunday night game, and then you got the doubleheader Monday night with Monday Night Football. Like, this is just the greatest time of year.
And it all, like, this game tonight is a divisional game. This game tonight has something to do with the playoff race.
Yes.
Like, when you get in the NBA, okay, we're playing the Wizards.
Right, there's 82 games. Like, this is going to be a big deal. Like, if the Bears are going to prove themselves to be a powerhouse in the NFC North, if Mitch Trubisky is going to show out tonight, like, this is a big game for them.
And to be honest, we talked about it a little bit earlier, we love Aaron Rodgers. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's Hall of Famer. He's the top three quarterback in the league, probably top two. Chicago Bears are a better football team than them, hands down.
Correct.
So why are we thinking about betting the Green Bay Packers and their favorites?
It's very difficult. Well, no, the Bears are favorites. Bears are -3, right?
It's in Chicago.
It's in Chicago. So Rob Pizzola, who's a professional sports gambler, is going to join us in 10 or 15 minutes, and we can ask him. I'm really torn on tonight's game. I hate betting against Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
I just hate betting against him. Do you remember?
He's one guy.
I know, but do you remember? I think it was a couple Monday night, two maybe seasons ago on Monday Night Football, the Bears dominated. It was Khalil Mack's first game. Was it last season? I think it was last season now that I think about it.
Yeah, they traded
sacks,
him, right?
Forced fumble, interception for a touchdown. That was Khalil Mack's first game.
And then Aaron Rodgers came back, and they won at the end of the game. Yep. Green Bay had no business winning that game. The Bears, it was this big coming-out party for Khalil Mack, and Green Bay ended up winning that game. Yep. It's why I have a tough time ever betting against Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, you always feel like you're in the game.
And that's what you get with those top quarterbacks. Keep us within 10. You got 8 minutes left. You can win. We saw with the Super Bowl with the Falcons and the Patriots.
Yep.
You have one of those top quarterbacks, single digits, 10, 12. They can come back from that in 8 minutes.
And I do believe that Aaron Rodgers wants to come out tonight. Like, there's the beginnings of the narrative, right, that he's done, and the Green Bay Packers need to be transitioning now into the Matt LaFleur era. And
he's only had McCarthy.
Right.
So what are you going to do now with a new OC, a new offensive scheme?
Aaron, he wants to come out and throw for 350 yards and six touchdowns.
Aaron wants to do something. I just don't know if the team around him is good enough to really do so. They'll win games now, Aaron Rodgers. But to really do something, compete with the Bears, who have, I want to say, a top three defense probably
last
year.
Top three defense, like, and potentially a good offense. It's going to depend a lot on Trubisky.
Yeah, good running game. Like this, the Bears are one of the best teams in the NFC. We got to see what's going to happen now with the Green Bay Packers and new coaching staff.
Let's get some headlines quickly here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Football is back, but we'll start with the Miami Marlins. Tonight,
come on, Papa.
Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur.
Oh, that wasn't the Marlins. You threw me off there.
We'll take on the Chicago Bears, the Bears, 8:20 p.m. on NBC, guys.
All right, very good. I'll be watching.
This just came across the wires. Antonio Brown, as we know from the last hour, AB might be suspended. The Raiders are planning on suspending AB. Well, Antonio Brown was absent from Raiders practice today, or at the Raiders facility today.
And I'm seeing that it says on NFL Network, Antonio Brown absent from Raiders facility today after altercation with GM Mike Mayock yesterday. I didn't know that there was like an altercation. I don't know if that means a physical altercation or just yelling at each other or whatever, but AB posted the fine letter. How much was he fined? Like 50+ thousand dollars?
Grand. 54. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so it's not physical.
They're tired of him, right? If they could get rid of him now and have no worries about having to pay his contract or whatever, they would do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, they get tired of people. The Giants with Odell Beckham Jr.
Best receiver in the league.
Yes. Just sooner or later, you guys, they get to you. And Antonio Brown, I've talked to people that played with him back when he was younger. Like, the fame, money, whatever you want to say, it changed him a lot. They were like, he wasn't built like this before, but you've got all that money. He knows he's one of the best in the world. People respond to that differently.
Yeah, he has really kept himself in the spotlight during the offseason for all the wrong reasons.
I've played with guys that got $5 million and turned into a new person. This guy sneaked up on $100 million. Like, what would that do to
the
somebody?
The offseason, like, think about the feet, the helmet, the tweets about Ben Roethlisberger. Like, he has kept himself in the news all offseason long and practiced very little.
You know what I want to say, and I don't know, but if I believe this is happening or somebody around Antonio, he's going to get a reality show. I think he's doing
– I can see that.
But I think he's purposely doing this, knowing Hard Knocks was there, to now grow his fame. He's already famous on the field.
Right.
Nobody really knew his personality till Hard Knocks and all this. I think he's going for a reality show. I hope so, because if he's doing this just for doing this, he's dumb as hell.
Right,
if he can't monetize what's going on right now, it's dumb as hell.
But don't they only do that, like these big receivers, T.O. and Ocho, they did it. But once they fell off, like once they needed the money, he doesn't need the money. He just got signed to one of the biggest contracts.
No, I think he enjoys the limelight. I think he's enjoying it for the first time.
He has to be able to capitalize on this because he is causing trouble. His feet, his helmet, his plays, his GM,
his
the
lack
fines,
of play.
His everything going on. I'm not your friend. I just wanted to get my money.
Right.
Like everything he's saying, if he's doing this just so people will tweet him, somebody needs to sit down and give him a hug because he's lonely.
What else you got there, Solana?
Team USA beat Japan 98-45 today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Big dub. It was their last game of the group play in the FIBA World Cup. Next up, they'll play in the first round of the knockout stage. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Greece, of course. Giannis plays for that game is on Saturday night.
What did he just say?
I don't know. Okay. He didn't even mention that it was basketball.
FIBA World Cup.
He just said USA beat Japan.
FIBA World Cup.
No, but that was way at the end of the story. He said USA beat Japan. He didn't give you any kind of context as to what it was. No one knows that FIBA World Cup is going on.
Just scream Giannis.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Giannis Antetokounmpo made an appearance.
Nailed the name, though.
What else you got?
Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler finally – thank you, have been spotted working out together. We got a nice shirtless pic from the two on the basketball court.
Saw it.
And finally, Cocoa Puffs was named the best cereal that let me read this correctly. Cocoa Puffs was named the number one cereal that leaves behind the best milk.
I mean, what do you think?
What is he talking about?
You don't agree?
Well, what are you saying? That chocolate milk is tasty? Like, I mean, what, like, it's cocoa. Like, I mean, what?
Wouldn't Cocoa Krispies leave the same?
Yeah, milk? I mean, chocolate milk. What are you saying there? That chocolate milk tastes better than regular milk? Sure.
What did you just say, Hawk? I mean,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah. Close second, though.
You know what we should do? We should get a chocolate syrup that can make chocolate milk without the cereal.
Oh, now you're talking. You know, back in my day, the chocolate syrup, the Hershey's chocolate syrup, came in a can. And you know how the little can over, you'd puncture the two tops, and then you'd pour. That's how it came, in a can.
You couldn't close it back?
Was it, Jack. You open up that Hershey's chocolate syrup. That was it, Jack. You took pictures with your camera. You had 15 pictures, Jack.
That was nasty back in the day, man.
All right, you got weather, Solana?
Reese's Puffs milk, also a heavy favorite.
No one's interested. What do you mean heavy favorite? You already gave us the results. How could it be a heavy favorite?
Yeah, well, I'm altering the results.
Makes no sense. It's like, here's in the horse race. Here are the results. 1, 2, and 3. 7's a heavy favorite. What? You just told us what the results were. All right, what's the weather, Solana?
Weather, I'm glad you asked, is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. It usually is around this time, 90 degrees currently. Tonight's low will drop to 78 degrees. There's a 0% chance of rain for all of you in SoFla right now. How about that?
Fantastic.
63% chance of humidity, though.
All right. There's a chance of humidity? It's always humid.
63% chance of humidity.
But what does that mean? It's always humid. I mean, we're known for it. What's the chance that we're on a peninsula right now? What do you get? What a chance that we're...
Is there ever zero humidity?
I don't think so. Not in South Florida. I really don't. I mean, we're the tropics. I don't. Am I missing something there?
Right, but the fact that we're on a peninsula is a fact.
Right.
But it's not a fact that there's a 63% humidity right now.
So you're saying there's a
63% chance. There could be 62% humidity in an hour. There could be 67%. Or a nice 69% later of humidity.
No, but you're not giving the humidity percentage. You're saying there's a chance of humidity.
No, I said there's a 63% chance of humidity. It goes hand in hand.
What?
He's so dumb.
Honestly, do you understand what you're saying? When you're saying it, do you understand what you're saying?
I don't get why it's so difficult for you to understand this. There's a 63% chance of humidity.
Okay, so you're saying that there's either going to be humidity or not going to be humidity.
There is a chance of humidity today.
Right.
Yes.
And so you're saying there's a greater chance of humidity, but there's a 37% chance that there's not going to be any humidity.
67% chance there's humidity today.
You said 63%.
63, excuse me. Now that we're on the same page, weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit hialeahpark.com for more information.
Yeah, I mean, is it a bit? Like, is he doing a bit?
I don't know, man. He confuses me.
I don't understand the confusion on that end. Like, is there something wrong in that studio where you guys don't understand?
I'll get you. There's a 100% chance of humidity in South Florida, 365 days
a year. It's like saying
there's a 100% chance of humidity.
There's a chance.
No, it is true.
It's like saying there's a chance of night.
Exactly.
No, but
the night's going to come. The humidity's going to come.
That's not true.
It's going to come.
No,
it is
true.
It is.
Those are facts.
That's a fact. In South Florida, it's going to be some form of humidity every single day.
It's not a fact.
You're never going to live in a damn Ziploc bag.
Check the humidity levels in February.
You're telling me that there are days in South Florida where there's 0% humidity?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I have a tough time believing that.
I went through meteorology school, so.
You can't even say meteorology.
I went through meteorology school.
You went through meaty school is what you just said. Is there, you got all the sponsors? Are we done?
Humidity?
Are we done?
We're done.
I want to do something serious here for a second because that went off the rails. Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line is issuing an urgent call for donations to aid in Hurricane Dorian relief. The cruise line is requesting that items be delivered to its Riviera Beach warehouse today by 5 p.m. So you got less than a couple hours. But if you're listening up in Palm Beach County, they're going to load these supplies onto the Grand Celebration, and that's going to depart the Port of Palm Beach at 8 p.m. tonight, along with volunteers and first responders. And their Grand Celebration ship will be the first ship to arrive in Freeport following the storm. So the warehouse address, if you can bring donations, is 301 Broadway in West Palm Beach or Riviera Beach. That's the Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line. And again, they'll take donations up until 5 p.m. and the ship will depart at 8 p.m. tonight for Freeport. Obviously, they need a lot of help. Rob Pizzola is going to join us next. I'll ask him about the humidity thing if you want, because he's a numbers guy. He's an actual numbers
don't
guy.
Ask
I wanna,
him. I don't embarrass us.
Because
right.
I do
want
to get
himself.
I want to get some picks. Obviously, tonight's Bears-Packers game. The Dolphins-Ravens line is only 6.5. And we are fascinated. There's a line this weekend that we're fascinated by. FAU is hosting UCF in Boca. UCF, number 18 ranked school in the nation. FAU unranked. UCF is only a 10.5-point favorite right now. It was 10 yesterday. Yeah. And Rob Pizzola can give us a little explanation on that, because I feel like that's something we should bet the house on. Like, I'm having a...
Should have bet it already.
I know. I'm having a tough time on that game. So anyway, we'll get some gambling advice from our friend Rob Pizzola here in a moment.
Football is here, and when it comes to tailgating for those big games, college, NFL, whatever game you want to watch, Publix always rises to the occasion. For that special occasion like football season, Publix brought something special for you this year. That new Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. It is delicious. Stacked high with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and topped off with that tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is awesome. Be the king of the tailgate with that Publix Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. But all the deli stuff, you know, the fried chicken, the chicken wings, all the cold cuts, the tea, the lemonade, the drinks, the ice, the beer, the chips, the sides, the snacks, the platters that can feed dozens, guys. Be the king of tailgates at Publix, official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. And busy moms, busy dads, I coach on Friday night. Saturday, I hang out with the kids, go to baseball games. Sunday, I do the Dolphin pregame, but I still want to enjoy myself. I still want delicious food. Publix will deliver. You can make your order at Publix.com. They will deliver it to you and save you time so you can still have a good time with your family, but do that tailgating. Do those watch parties. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
You got to check the text machine, Solana, because... You just gotta check the text machine. I like this one. Whose man is this?
Whose man is this?
He's not ours, man. He's not ours. All right, we're gonna talk a little gambling. Get some picks for tonight's game, Saturday's game, Sunday's game. Rob Pizzola, he's a professional sports gambler. He will join us next on Hockman and Crowder. All young MC today. That's another banger. Every song off this CD is a banger. 30 years ago today, Young MC, Stone Cold Ryman, was released. Give me a little bit of this, Solana.
Now, as I get to school, I hear the late bell ringing. Running through the hall, I hear the glee club singing.
Come on.
He's no role model. They're on time, you know?
All I hear is my sneakers and the scratching of chalk. And when I get to the room, I hear the teacher say...
All right, but we've got Rob Pizzola coming on here. So let's get the money song for Rob Pizzola, because we got to win ourselves some money here.
Yes.
Here we go.
Football season starting.
Here we go. This is such a great night. This is such a great night. I will fight anyone that says this isn't a great night. No Dan worries. Day, do you want to say that this isn't a great night? I will come over there and fight you.
Dan got a little crazy in him. Leave Dan alone.
I know. You
got
to get me on that one.
He'll stab you. he got a pocket knife.
All right. Rob Pizzola, he is a professional sports gambler, friend of ours. He does not pay us to come on. We do not pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling with him. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He's in the great nation of Canada. And hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Uh-oh. What's going on with your phone?
Oh, no. Are we having phone problems
No,
today?
It's not all right. It sounded like you dropped off there for a second. All right. You ready to go, Rob? Because we got a lot to get to.
Ready to go.
All right. Bears and Packers. They open the NFL season tonight. Bears are 3-point favorites. Crowder and I have talked about this for an hour and 24 minutes. We just don't have a feel on it. Do you?
I mean, you have to bet the opening game of the season, right?
Oh,
even if
hell,
you have no
yeah.
feel.
Absolutely. You know? No, you will not keep me away from this game.
I do have a strong feel. I mean, if you remember back to last year, I was very high on the Bears going into the season. I remember, Mark, I heard a lot of moans and groans from you when I was picking the Bears in the first few weeks.
Yep.
They turned out to be a pretty good team.
Yep.
This year, I think the Bears are one of the most overvalued teams heading into the league this year. And why is that? Well, you look at the defense last year. They had 36 takeaways last season. That's more than two takeaways a game, and that's simply not sustainable. Is the Bears' defense going to be good again? Yeah, they probably will, but it's very hard to replicate that success from a year ago. They lose their defensive coordinator. Vic Fangio's now with the Broncos, so they're learning a new system under Pagano. They lost a couple players in the offseason, Bryce Callahan, Adrian Amos. So they're slightly worse from a personnel perspective as well. And I personally am not just – I'm not a fan of Mitch Trubisky. I just don't think he's going to take a big step forward this year. I'm not sold on the Bears. I think the Packers are a better team on a neutral field, so I am taking them tonight. Now, depending on your book, there's plus threes at like plus 100, or you can take the juice plus 3.5 around minus 115, minus 120. I would rather take plus 3 plus 100. It's a slightly better price, so that's my bet tonight.
All right, there you go. He likes the Packers. Does that sway you, Crowder?
Yeah, but Rob, I don't know what the Packers are going to be either. I see what you're saying about Chicago, but new offensive coordinator, you know, Aaron Rodgers in a new system, first time in his career. I was kind of wishy-washy on them too.
So I actually like the fact that Green Bay has a new coaching staff there. I think that it's a little bit more of a guessing game for Chicago. They don't have years and years worth of Mike McCarthy offenses to try to figure out. It's kind of a little bit tougher for them. I also think Aaron Rodgers played a lot of last year injured. It seems pretty apparent to me that he was injured last year. Fully healthy this year. I think the Packers are a legit Super Bowl contender this year.
Wow. All right. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Lots of college games that interest us this weekend. I will get to the Dolphins game, everybody, so don't go anywhere. Lots of college games that interest us this weekend. The local schools, University of Miami, 3.5-point favorite at UNC.
You probably wrote that down a few hours ago. Since then, Miami's actually been bet up to 5 across the board.
Wow.
Right now. So a lot of money flooding in on Miami. Miami is actually one of my biggest plays of the week. It's one of my favorite spots. Personally, I'd make them closer to a touchdown favorite in this game. And I talk about this every single season when we're betting on football. I love to capitalize on overreactions from 1 week. And Miami lost a tight game to Florida, but all most people really look at is the fact that they lost that game. But when you look at it deeper, they're only outgained by 3 yards in total. They managed to stay right in the thick of things the entire game, despite the fact that they took 14 penalties. And then on the other side of things, UNC wins a game by the same scoreline, 24-20, but they rally in the fourth quarter, 50 unanswered points. Yes, they played a pretty decent game. They were probably deserving of the win, but they did it with almost 240 yards on the ground. And I don't think they're going to have anywhere close to that success on the ground against the Miami defensive front that's very good, just gave up only 50 rushing yards to Florida. So I think this is a major bargain this week with Miami. Even at minus 5, I would lay the points.
You mentioned Florida there. I have not even made fun of Crowder for this. Florida hosts Tennessee Martin Skyhawks. Mm-hmm. I cannot even.
Tough team.
Not even a line to be had on this game. The Tennessee Martin Skyhawks. Can you find a line on that? And should the Florida Gators and all their past and present players be embarrassed?
If you look hard enough, you can find a line. Some offshore sports books are posting it. I've seen a few books at Florida minus 42.5 right now. And, you know, the line is that big because Florida can pretty much name their score in this game. There's no chance I would bet it. I hate these types of games. It's very dependent on how much the Gators want to play their starters. My gut is that they'll actually play their starters quite a bit because they weren't very sharp against Miami last week. They need a good showing before their SEC schedule opens up next week, but that's just a guess. Not something I'm interested in playing. But, yeah, if Florida plays their starters their whole game, they're going to cover the spread. They can name the score.
So Bethune-Cookman in Central Michigan
are
much tougher.
Writing down Rob's pick on that game is embarrassing. He's taking embarrassing plus the points on that one. I mean, you should be ashamed of yourself. FSU, the other big school here in Florida, FSU, a 21-point favorite over Louisiana Monroe. FSU had an epic meltdown against Boise last Saturday.
Yeah, and I absolutely hate betting on teams that are coming off emotional losses like that. Blow an 18-point second half lead. Now you have to try to get up for a Sun Belt team that was 6-6 a year ago. I could certainly see FSU being pretty sluggish out of the gate. Personally, if I had to bet the game, I would lean to Louisiana Monroe. I made this game around 20 points, and right now we're sitting at 21, 21.5, like you said. But this is going to be a no play for me.
Rob, do you take coaches like, I don't know how to say it, like Willie Taggart is goofy. Like, does he take any points away from you when you hear him talk about his team was dehydrated and all the dumb stuff Willie Taggart says?
No, it's really hard. I mean, quantifying coaches in sports is one of the toughest things to do. And yeah, you see quotes like that after the game and it really makes you scratch your head. I will say for coaches that I think actually contribute to their team, for example, Bill Belichick in the NFL, they get a little bit of a coaching boost, but I actually don't take away points for poor coaching.
Tennessee Martin.
You're playing Bethune-Cookman and Central Michigan back-to-back weeks.
If you can't show any respect to the historically black colleges and universities,
that's
Crowder,
the card you're going to play
then,
on
then,
me?
Shame on you, because we appreciate and support the HBCUs. If you don't, that's something you're going to have to take up with your friends and family.
Tennessee Martin's not black?
Rob Pizzola. I picture a crowd of Bruce Pearls. That's what I picture. Just a traveling crowd of Bruce Pearls watching Tennessee Martin. FIU, our producer Solana is a proud FIU Panther. Pause up, Papa.
Pause up, Papa.
FIU is a 7-point favorite over Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I like them a little bit. We talk about the emotional loss from FSU last week. Sort of the same thing with Western Kentucky. They were up 28-14 going into the fourth quarter. They end up losing 35-28 to Central Arkansas, giving up 3 straight touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Typically, I like to bet against teams in those spots. I know FIU struggled against Tulane. They really struggled to keep the Tulane defensive front out of the backfield last week, which is why they could only manage 14 points on offense. But you look at Western Kentucky, they generated just 3 sacks last week. That was against a team that has major question marks on the offensive line coming into the year. I think FIU is in a much better chance to succeed this week. They'll protect the quarterback. I'm fine laying the points. 7.5 would be the absolute cutoff for me. That's where it's at right now. I wouldn't go any higher than that, but I do like FIU for a small play.
We talked about this on the air yesterday, and I DM'd you about it. UCF, number 18 ranked in the nation. They are in Boca Raton this Saturday, take on the FAU Owls. And I was surprised, as was Crowder, that UCF was a 10-point favorite yesterday, 10.5 today. That doesn't surprise you much.
It doesn't. I make the game 11.5. So, I think it's a slightly short number, but it's not a game I'm interested in betting. FAU's on 2 days fewer rest. That's going to hurt them a little bit. They lost to UCF by 20 points a season ago as well. But a lot of this is because of last week. I think a lot of people will be looking to bet UCF last week. I would throw those games from last week right out the window. The FAU lost to Ohio State. They're a powerhouse. That was fully expected. I think for UCF, you still have to be concerned about the quarterback position. I know they played well last week, but 3 newcomers sharing reps for them. Frankly, they look great as a whole, 6 touchdowns, but you can't take much away from a beatdown of Florida A&M. So I think that's what's contributing to a lot of people's perception of this game. I'd still rather have UCF. I would not bet FAU, but I think the price is pretty accurate.
Okay. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, quickly, because we're going to run out of time. Just a couple games that interest me. Alabama is a 55.5-point favorite over New Mexico State. I don't care who's playing who. I'd have a tough time laying 55 points in any game, anytime.
Agreed. I could never lay that number. I actually make Alabama a bigger favorite. I make them a 58-point favorite. This all depends on how long their starters play. There's so many factors that go into these big spread games. I personally just avoid them every single week. Even with my number, I cannot bet Alabama at that price.
What about Wisconsin? Wisconsin, we won big last week on Wisconsin. They won big. It was just an easy bet. They're a 35-point favorite over Central Michigan.
Yeah, Wisconsin did the same for me last week. It was one of my biggest plays of the week. But again, this is the 35-point favorite, 5 touchdowns. I don't know. I don't know how Wisconsin's going to play in the fourth quarter if they're up 40 points. It's just a game that I have to do too much guesswork. And when there's such a margin for error like that, when you get into these games with high spreads, I just personally pass on them. If I had to bet it, my numbers favor Central Michigan. But certainly not going to be something I bet this week.
All right, let's get to the Miami Dolphins. They open the season Sunday. I am surprised they are only 6.5-point underdogs to the Baltimore Ravens right now. You have a side on this?
I do. I'm actually surprised they're this big of an underdog, to be honest with you. I'm going to make this very clear. I think the Dolphins stink. They're going to be a horrible team this year, but people don't realize how much 6.5 or even some books 7 points is worth at home in the NFL. And that's a huge margin to cover on the road. And I'm not a big fan of Baltimore this year. And this is why Miami's one of my favorite plays of the week. There's literally no one that's going to bet Miami. This number is going to keep going up and up. Probably get to 7, maybe 7.5. But Baltimore, Lamar Jackson's a great runner. I'm not sure he's ever going to improve as a passer. He didn't improve towards the end of last season. He didn't improve in the preseason this year. He doesn't have much receiving help. The Dolphins secondary is actually pretty strong. I think it's probably the strength of their team. So I don't see the Ravens being able to build up a huge margin here. And I also think the Ravens' defense got much worse in the offseason. They lost C.J. Mosley. Their pass rush is worse. I think Miami's going to be competitive in this game. I think they could even possibly win this game, to be quite honest with you.
What?
Even though that's how much I'm down on the Ravens going into the year, which means that the Ravens will probably finish 14-2 and win the AFC North or something like that. But I do like Miami quite a bit this week. I would look for a 7 for sure. But even at 6.5, that would be a bet for me.
We bet it a couple of weeks ago. We bet Ravens -5.
Yeah, and you got to hold that position because you're going to end up with some closing line value here. You got out ahead of the market. That's actually a good bet. And what people on both sides
we
in
lost
the game.
It. We lost you there for a second. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. I think there could be a good bet on both sides in the game. So if you're holding a Baltimore -5, that could be a good bet. Somebody holding a Dolphins +7 could also be a good bet. At the end of the day, all you want to do is beat the market. And, I mean, Baltimore -5, you're going to beat the market.
Rob, we bet 2 units.
I mean,
Rob?
I don't know what to tell.
Rob?
Here for Baltimore. Yep.
I want to be comforted. Rob? Dolphins over-under for wins on the season is 4.5.
Oh. I mean, it's going to be tough to get over that, which is really sad considering I like them in week one. I could not bet the under at 4.5. I know there are teams every year that are going to finish, you know, with 1 win, 2 wins. We see some 0-win teams, and Miami's certainly the candidate to be the worst team in the league. But under 4.5, that is negative expected value for pretty much any team in the league over a course of time. So it's over or nothing, but certainly I think Miami's a bad football team. I would not want a piece of the over.
All right, quickly, Rob Pizzola. He's a professional sports gambler. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. It's at Rob Pizzola on Twitter. 3 random bets, your choice.
Okay, I'm going to go all football this week because we might as well at this point.
Jack.
Football season is on the horizon. So Saturday afternoon, my favorite college play of the week, Nebraska at Colorado. I really like Colorado +4 this week. There is just so much hype surrounding Nebraska entering this year. I'm not buying it personally. They had 5 takeaways last week on defense. They were still only able to beat South Alabama by 2 touchdowns. Offensively, 276 total yards for them in that game. They couldn't get the running game going. I never want to react too much to one game, but there are red flags all over the place for me with this Nebraska team. Colorado's offense looked fantastic last week. They're getting spotted 4 at home. I think that's way too much. I was expecting this to be closer to a pick 'em. So Colorado +4, my favorite college football play this week.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, NFL Sunday, Bills at the Jets. I'm going to come right out and say it. The Jets would be my dark horse in the NFL this season. I really like them going into the year. I think Sam Darnold showed some signs of progression towards the end of last year and through the preseason. They made some pickups on the O-line that are drastically going to help them. Their defense is decent. Now, I will say Buffalo's defense is very good. It's sneaky good, potentially a top 3 defense in the entire league. But I hate the matchup for the Bills' offense. The Jets have a great defensive line. I don't think the Bills are going to generate much on the ground, and that's a recipe for disaster for this team because Josh Allen can't throw the ball, and that's a real problem in the NFL. So I don't think these teams are equal. The current line actually suggests that the Bills are better. I think that's flat-out wrong. Jets -2.5, -115 on Sunday.
You know that Adam Gase plays Sudoku on the sideline while the defense is out there. He doesn't pay attention.
He also has not had much success against the Bills in his career. I'm fully aware of all these facts, but still, I think the number is short.
Okay, well, your third pick, Rob.
Okay, this is going to be an ugly one. This is what I call a hold-your-nose special, probably kind of like the Dolphins. But Monday Night Football, the early game, we have Houston and New Orleans. I like the under 52.5, and I know it's the Saints inside the dome. I'm well aware of that. But I think we're going to see a step back from the Saints offense this year. And Drew Brees, he's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to diminish him in any way. But his arm strength is clearly getting worse. I don't think you're going to see that many deep shots out of Drew Brees this year. I think it's more of dink and dunk this season, making the throws he knows he can make, kind of like how Tom Brady has adapted over the course of his career. And because of that, I think the totals for these Saints games are going to be a little bit too high out of the gate. I know it sucks playing an under in games with high totals, 2 good quarterbacks, but I think there's good value here. So I like under 52.5. Saints and Texans.
All right, Rob Bisola, professional sports gambler. There were a lot of them. He likes the Packers tonight, plus the points. He likes the Hurricanes. Saturday night, one of his biggest plays. He is embarrassed that Florida is playing Tennessee Martin, as any Gator should be.
Not at
the
all.
The Tennessee Martin Skyhawks. I mean, honestly, is it a car or a football team? Nobody knows. He likes FIU -7 on Saturday. UCF, FAU, that's a no play for him. No play Alabama, no play on Wisconsin. He likes the Dolphins, plus the points on Sunday. I can't believe I'm hearing this. And he likes Colorado, plus the points against Nebraska. The Jets laying the points against the Bills. And the Houston, New Orleans under on Monday Night Football, the early game. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
Thank you. Are you nervous at all now, Crowder? We've got two units on the Ravens -5. I'm feeling more confident than ever.
No, I'm not scared.
I'm feeling more confident than ever. All right, we got to take a break here on Hockman and Crowder. That was a lot of fun. I mean, I got it going.
He got excited.
I think it moved.
Well, if you want to move, you got to get you a Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Seriously, guys, go holler at my man Eric Nunez at Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. This amazing dealership is award-winning and has award-winning lineup of cars and trucks. Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet will save you thousands over any other dealership in the nation. This dealership is where the other dealers call for their family purchases. When they want to really buy them a car, they'll call Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They're going to get in touch with Eric Nunez, and they're going to get the deals that he gives me and all my friends. He will hook you up the same way. Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet is your Silverado headquarters. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals all month long and save thousands. Why would you go anyplace else? If you're in the market for a car, go holler at Eric Nunez. He has an award-winning lineup of cars. He has an award-winning dealership, and he has an award-winning team. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Trust me, like I said, he hooked me up. He hooked my homeboys up. He's going to hook you up. Lou Backroad, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway, and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Backroad, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
Back at it in just minutes on Hockman and Crowder. We are the only station in America celebrating the 30th anniversary of Stone Cold Rhymin' by Young MC, and it's why we're taking all the stations. Papa.
I'm with you. We're special.
Again, we're the only station celebrating. This really is one of my favorite CDs of all time. Have you heard a song that we played today that has not been a banger?
No, not really.
They all have a good beat. It's very
popcorn,
very 80s pop rap, and
we're only four songs in. I just want to remind you.
No, is that all we've played?
Five songs. Sorry, we're only five
349.
Songs.
349.
Yeah, well, there's 13. There's what, six songs left. Still a lot of time for no bangers.
They're all bangers, Papa.
I haven't even heard the whole album. I guarantee one of them's garbage.
Happens to be a very good CD, I'm telling you. By the way.
12 of 13 is good, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. On an album, if you get three songs that are good, I think it's a banger. Like three songs.
You.
But Young MC, every song on that CD is a banger.
We'll see.
Play a Bust a Move like three times, though, up in, before 6 o'clock. This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I am wildly surprised by Rob Bisola's pick of the Dolphins plus the points, and he said he wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins win the game outright. I'm sorry, and Rob Bisola has been very good for us.
Yeah.
And really, the football offseason, just with his CFL bets and whatnot, like we've made a decent chunk of money off him. I think he is just flat out wrong. I think this is going to be one of the most inept teams in NFL history.
It's actually what Rob told us before when we asked him about having edges, and he said if you're in the market,
yes,
you have a lot of information about that team.
This was a couple years ago, and he said to us, he goes, a lot of times – people nationally, they don't follow the team the way that you are locally. Now, by week two and week three, they'll have a much better idea of what they can do on the field. But I think this is one of those times where nationally, people don't realize, like, they don't know Vincent Taylor.
No.
They don't know Nate Orchard, like, which I know is not the biggest deal in the world. But during the preseason,
he was the only guy getting pressure.
Oh, yeah, but even the offensive line, like everybody knows about Laremy Tunsil trade.
Right.
So, and nationally you'll say, okay, they're going to replace him. They don't know Michael Dieter starting next to him who's never started.
Right.
Shaq Calhoun is an unrestricted free agent.
Right.
Kilgore didn't play any last year because injury. Like, I don't think they go as deep as we have to go being in the market.
And obviously, again, I'm not going to give – over, importance to a long snapper. But there is something about John Denny. You never had to worry about a long snap. Like, you know, when you have a team that's bad, like the little things go off the rails, i.e. a punt, you know, where just the snap is bad and whatever. I feel very confident that the Dolphins are not, I feel like I'm giving a Solana weather report here. I feel confident the Dolphins are not going to win or cover on Sunday.
Only time you talk about guards or long snappers is when they mess up.
When something goes wrong.
Yep.
And you could see that happening this season. So I'm going to disagree with it. I'm going to respectfully disagree with Rob Bisola on that one. In the 4 o'clock hour of the Hockman and Crowder simulcast papa, Omar Kelly is going to join us. We'll talk some Dolphins with him at 5 o'clock this afternoon. You want to set your watch? Let me have a watch.
Set you're wearing your a watch. Watch. I love wearing a watch. I don't
you're
know
wear a watch
set,
still, huh?
I love a watch. I think
really?
All men need a watch.
Really?
Gotta you be able to look at your you wrist. You
well, I can look at my wrist without a watch.
You gotta be able to look down and tell people time. Pull
but,
out your phone and have to push the button on the
always,
side to
but
get
you
the
can,
light.
Like, everywhere. There's a giant clock in here. There's really nowhere that you go nowadays where you need a watch.
Have you noticed I make an effort to leave my phone not with me?
Yes, that is true.
Like, I make an effort not
that
to have
true.
My phone around
but you'd
me.
Think if you made an effort to leave your phone away from you, you wouldn't care what time it is.
But somebody says, hey, what's the time? And you know I'm the nicest guy in the world. Oh, bro, 3:52.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ask you what the time is.
Because you're scary.
No, you're scary. Hey, you want to hear about something that's scary? A team that schedules Tennessee Martin.
Bro.
Tennessee Martin.
Y'all are playing Central Michigan.
Hey, Central Michigan, you've heard of at least. You ever heard of Tennessee
Martin?
Yeah,
I did. Because
you heard of Tennessee Martin.
I played him when I was at UF.
Of course you did. Now we know how you got your stats. Tennessee Martin.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Y'all are in the ACC.
I noticed.
Tennessee Martin would win the Coastal.
I noticed you've left Bethune-Cookman off your argument after I hit you with the HBCU well, in the last.
A texter got on me, too.
Did they really?
I'm like, man, listen here, bro. I'm
not fighting this battle.
You know, actually, what killed HBCU football was Bear Bryant.
Is that true?
Because he started recruiting black players when he saw how talented they are and said, you know what? I need to win.
Did you ever think about going to HBCU or they just don't have the facilities?
They just don't.
And you're not gonna get the kind of notoriety.
It's honestly why the HBCUs fell off because if I go to UF, Gainesville campus, and then I go to Bethune-Cookman, let's be honest, I don't even know Bethune-Cookman's mascot is, but no harm if you went to Bethune-Cookman. There is no comparison of what those guys can do, what they have, their facilities. The exposure you're going to get, how many Bethune-Cookman players in the NFL compared to Florida, Florida State, Miami. Like, that's why the HBCUs fell off is because they don't have the facilities. Or honestly, just period, they don't have the money that the big universities have.
Somebody texts in, Chan leaves his phone away except all the times he forgets to silence it during the show.
That's true. I hate my
phone.
He
forgets to silence it during the show. Anyway, we got a loaded potato for the next couple of hours.
I leave my phone in the car when I go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market because I don't want to get disrupted when I'm looking at all this delicious food, this great selection. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire selection. I'm going to tell you what the Crowder family gets every time we go, but it's only about 30% of what they have. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market has it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobsters, 2 to 3 different type of lobsters, 15 different type of shrimp, all the crustaceans, the scallops, the clams, the oysters, and then on the back wall, 20 different species of fish, locally caught and swim in daily. If I don't catch fish when I go fishing, if I want some fresh fish straight out the ocean, I am going to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and they have wild game back in the freezer. They have alligator, they have venison, they have frog legs, they have so escargot. I can go on and on. The fish dip is delicious. The salmon dip's awesome. The sides. Now, you can get a whole meal there now. The sides, the coleslaw, macaroni salad, potato salad, baked beans made right there in the house daily, and the prices can't be beat. Right now, the brisket burger is only $8.99 a pound. St. Louis style and Danish baby back ribs, only $4.99 a pound. And if you're barbecuing, you're cooking out, you're tailgating, you got to try the chicken and beef kebabs. Gigantic pieces of meat, got the peppers and onions all on it. The turkey burgers are awesome. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want off that amazing menu. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged ready when you get there. Saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We try to find out what a Tennessee Martin is next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.